all the stuff about tariffs is important. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not important. I feel like this is stuff that's actually closer to home that you can control. Mm-hmm. So I like things we can control. I go into that world. I like it very much.
I love it.
Yeah. All right.
It's so surprising to me that these people don't have these conversations.
Yeah, I know. So it depends. Like, every relationship is different. I don't want to tell you how to conduct your relationship. But what I do want to remind everybody is that you want to share information. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, generally speaking, you want to be on the same page with your financial goals and how you're going to get there. But I also think it's really important to have certain kinds of conversations that just kind of raise awareness of like, hey, we all have a money issue that's floating around. Let's just talk about it. It's easier. But more importantly, I want to be clear that you don't need to share information with someone you're just dating. And you don't need to share information with anyone who you're just meeting online, even if you have great conversations for many conversations. If you are in a committed relationship, yes, you share your information. You talk about whether you want to maintain separate or joint accounts. You have money meetings that you just make sure you're both on the same page. But that you are on the same page also means that you're just sharing that information. It is not okay to just say, well, you know, I don't want to tell her that I spent $1,000 in the casino. Or she says, you know, I didn't want to tell him I slipped the kid an extra $1,000 because the kid was having a hard time. Talk about these things.
Mm. What about the separate versus joint accounts? Where do you come down on that?
I don't really care.
Okay. Okay.
Don't. Like, I was a financial planner for 15 years, okay? And when people would ask that question, I would say, do what works for you, really. Because, listen, let's just say that, you know, you have two 42-year-olds who are getting together. They've never had a previous committed relationship where they manage their money together. If you're coming into a relationship, you have separate accounts, no sweat. Do it. That's fine. Either way can work. But to be clear, separate accounts does not mean a secret account. Mm-hmm. You have to know how to access the other person's account in the case of an emergency. And you want to take into account that other, you want to be able to say, like when you're doing your financial planning, you might say, well, I have my 401k at work or and I have a brokerage account. Well, that brokerage account should be part of the larger planning. And so again, secret, bad, separate, fine.
Okay. If we're thinking about getting married, you hear these words all the time. I think some people are afraid of like a prenuptial or a postnuptial agreement. What do you think about those?
You know, I it's very hard. I really understand the resistance to it. Mm-hmm. The issue is that, you know, when you're getting married, okay, you are having a legal union, right? And there are different rules in every state. But when you have a prenuptial agreement, you can sort of talk about like, of course, we don't want to split up. But if we were to split up, this is what would happen. I think that if you've got a complicating circumstance, maybe you've got kids from a previous marriage, maybe you're in a big, you're in a situation where you have a family business and you play a big part in it. And you don't want to necessarily include that as a marital asset. Or maybe you've got like this massive disparity in wealth. You just want to talk to somebody. And if you don't bring this up on Valentine's Day, by the way, getting married, no, don't bring it up this week. Right?
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe we found the perfect person and we're head over heels in love and we're having these financial conversations. Are there red flags we should be looking for?
Well, look. If you're in a committed relationship, there should not be several unexplained ATM withdrawals.
Okay.
There should be no blocking of information, financial information. You should not be worried about someone spending a big chunk of money without telling you first. And of course, if you come upon a secret account, that's really a huge red flag.
Yeah, very true. What else is going on this week, Jill, outside of a romance and all of this good stuff?
We have a CPI. Well, so we have some tariffs going into effect today. China's retaliatory tariffs, new tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. We've got Federal Reserve Chair Powell testifying before the Senate and House Financial Services Committees. Consumer Price Index, retail sales, eat your Wheaties. It's going to be a busy week.
What did you think of the jobs report on Friday?
You know, I thought that it was just fine. It was like a little bit of something for everyone. So it was fine for me, at least, because I felt like that was a report that was a little light on the current month. But, you know, there's wildfires, there's storms. But the previous 2 months were revised higher. So I think the job market's pretty solid right now. I don't think it's over the top hot you know, sizzling, but it's pretty good. So that's, I was fine with that.
Encouraging news. Good way to end it on a Monday. CBS News business analyst Joe Schlesinger. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.